Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial. 101.9 FM. Joe and
all right, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 12:30 today. We'll take you out to Yankee Stadium as the Yankees look to sweep their three-game series with the Blue Jays before they head to London. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses. Only at ShopRite, bro. How are you?
I'm all right. It feels when you say before they head to London, there's this pause because you totally want to just mock the idea.
Oh, it's
that
absurd.
This is happening.
It is so ridiculous that the Yankees and the Red Sox, no less, are playing in London.
Yeah.
I can't even begin.
And think about this. Now, right now, the Yankees are in great shape in the American League East.
Of course.
Just look at the standings. They are not, forget Tampa for a second, not ignoring them, but look at the Red Sox. They did win yesterday behind David Price. They are 9 games behind the Yankees in the loss column. So the Yankees have themselves a pretty good lead.
Yep.
There's a big series for the Red Sox, and it's being played in freaking Europe.
And these would be Fenway Park games,
correct.
Right?
Correct. So it's,
I don't get that at all.
Well,
I really don't.
Get that. They can afford losing it more than the Yankees because they have a bigger capacity in their stadium. I think that's what it comes down to. Because Fenway only sits 35, 36,000. At Yankee Stadium, they'd get 44,000. Mm. I think that's the reason they're doing it.
I just don't get, how do you send, you know, probably the two premier franchises there are in baseball, certainly in the American League.
You know why?
I don't get that.
Here's my opinion on this. With football, I think they can send anybody because it's the game. It's the shield.
Yeah, okay.
It's the NFL.
Right.
I think in baseball, they realize to get people in a country doesn't care about baseball interested,
right,
they have to send them a premier rivalry. They've got to send them brand names. They've got to send them Aaron Judge and Mookie Betts. They can't send them, no offense, the Kansas City Royals against the Detroit Tigers. They can't do it. They got to send them Yankees, Red Sox. And I think what also stinks, and I know I probably only speak for maybe 20% of Yankee fans on this, the diehard baseball fan who lives and breathes with every day hates when their team is off because they want to watch baseball.
They got 2 days off,
exactly.
Right? Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, two in a row.
Yep.
We're not used to that. And then Monday.
So, Monday, too, because they're coming back. Yeah,
so
travel.
Three out of 5 days, you don't get to watch them. But you got
and
to watch.
And one game is like 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
When is that, Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
The game Saturday is 1 o'clock, so it feels very normal.
Right,
the game 10 a.m. is, you know, we got used to that with the NFL, with the 10 a.m. football games.
Right.
But yesterday, boy, if anybody's really into this home run streak the Yankees are on, they ended the drama early when DJ LeMahieu hits that bomb down the left field line. And the Yankees offense were solo home runs last night against the Toronto Blue Jays. DJ.
Yep. Yeah,
Aaron Judge,
Glaber, and Encarnacion.
And by the way, Glaber and Edwin's home runs, I mean, my God. those are not home runs in a normal universe with a normal baseball.
Those are Yankee Stadium home runs.
Hey, take advantage of
them. And they do.
Absolutely.
And they do.
And the other thing is, again, the Yankees use the opener. They've done this 7 times now, and they are 7-0.
Well,
when using the opener. In contrast, when the Mets start anybody outside of their normal 5-man rotation, they are 0-for, what is it, 5 now? 0-for-6?
It seems a lot more than that.
It's something of that nature.
And anytime they tried anybody out of the bullpen, it's a disaster. I mean, it doesn't matter who they put out there. you know, just throw the gasoline on the fire.
Nestor Cortez would be their best reliever.
Yeah, but he'd stink for the Mets.
Yeah, I guess the Magic would go away.
I really believe this. I said this yesterday. You could have Britton, Ottavino, a healthy Betances, Chapman, Canely. I don't care who it is. If you put him on a Mets, he would be bad. I really believe that.
Well, if that's truly the case, then what are you supposed to do? Just give up?
I don't know. I do feel that way. How could I not? I feel that way.
I get feeling that way, but it's not the reality. Because if it was the reality, then just give up. Then close down the franchise and move on.
Unfortunately, this is in my blood. So, otherwise, I would. Believe me, I wish I could just walk away from the Mets and anybody without the aggravation, but I can't do it.
The funny thing is yesterday...
I wish I could.
The Yankees got the inning out of Chad Green. He's been automatic as the opener after he pitched the day before. Nestor Cortez was his crafty self. He's actually fun to watch. He is fun to watch. I try to be him when I pitch in fan baseball because I can't throw hard. I stink. And I try to come sidearm. I try delay. I try to be Louis Tion. And Nestor Cortez tries to be Nestor Cortez or a left-handed Louis Tion. But they have to go to Stephen Tarpley for a big inning because they didn't want to use Adam Ottavino last night. And Stephen Tarpley pitches a clean inning. It's amazing.
Look, let's be honest. If Wilmer Font was on the Yankees, he'd be good. He'd be good. I am so convinced of this that I don't know how else to explain it. You could put Wilmer Font on the Yankees. You could put any one of the garbage that's in the Mets bullpen. You name who it is. Drew Gagne. I don't even know who's in the Mets bullpen anymore.
Chris Flexen.
They don't have any lefties. No lefties. There's no lefties now in the Mets bullpen.
Brooks Pounder.
As I was thinking that last night as Bryce Harper's leading off the inning that wound up killing the Mets. And I'm saying to myself, geez, you know what? I'm thinking, wait a minute. There is no lefty.
Well, what do you want? Daniel Zamora back?
I'm just saying, but there is no lefty.
Justin Wilson somewhere else.
Oh, Justin,
he's hurt.
What a disaster.
I mean, they don't have a lot of options.
Did he even pitch for the Mets this year, that guy?
Yes, he did.
And I don't even remember.
And he wasn't good, but he also wasn't, some of the other garbage we've seen.
Right. Well, there's plenty of that.
There was. But last night was a typical night in New York sports. Yankees have to use their bullpen from the get-go, and they get a great effort from Green, Cortez, Canely, Tarpley, Britton, and Chapman. Chapman made you a little nervous, but he got the job done. The Mets actually got a better start out of Walker Lockett than they could have expected.
Are you kidding me? He was good.
But as soon as they go to Wilmer Font, you know what? I fall for it every time. Because Font comes in, and Gary Cohen reminds us, hey, Font's really
effective.
Found a role out of the bullpen.
Great.
And the first batter he faces is Jay Bruce, and he gets him out.
Right.
He gives up a run, but on the ground out, but he gets him
ball
out.
Ball was hit hard, but yeah.
Got him out. Next batter is Cesar Hernandez, the king of the infield hit, gets an infield hit.
Yep.
And I was even thinking, you know what? He's going to get through this inning. Right? Going to get through this inning. And then Maikel Franco, who just crushes the Mets, who doesn't, just crushes them, hits that majestic bomb to right center field.
Same thing he did the night before. Basically, same inning, same situation.
Not quite 3-0, though.
No, but game over.
Yeah, game
over. Either way, the game was over.
But then the cherry on top was the lousy Brad Miller, who's been cut 5 times in the last year. Looks like he walks on a 3-1 pitch. I'm excited because Joe West, who can't umpire anymore, calls it a strike, except that wasn't a break for the Mets because the next freaking pitch was hit 57 miles.
Yeah.
And then the other killer was when Jeff McNeil hits what was a game-time two-run home run.
Yep. And you knew when he didn't hit it out, they weren't going to score.
No.
Even with Alonso coming up.
Yeah, because you know what? You know what Gabe Kapler did? It was so crazy. He did something so amazing. He went to his closer in the eighth inning.
How about that?
And he's done that a lot with Hector Neris. And guess what? He got the job done. But the Mets gave you the tease in the ninth because Robbie Cano actually picked up a double. Good for him. Let's have a party.
Keep batting him third. He'll get it straightened out. Don't worry. Don't worry. He'll get it done.
And then, of course, they can't come through. Dom strikes out. Wilson grounds out. And the Mets lose. It was a typical night. The Yankees hit a bunch of home runs. Their bullpen from the get-go does the job.
Yep.
And the Mets lose a game because of their bullpen, which is every day, basically.
Do we have the number on how many blown leads the Mets have had this year? How many games? How many times have they led? The two games here in Philly, they had the lead both games. They had the lead in Chicago Sunday when they lost that game. It seems like every game they lose, they have the lead at some point in the game.
Yeah.
Everyone.
The only difference with the first game was that lead was blown by Steven Matz being lousy.
No, he was terrible.
But you're right in general, and this is the really frustrating thing about the Mets, and it's sort of a positive comment, but it's also negative. They're not that bad. And if they had a competent bullpen, not that they'd be in the World Series or winning this division, but this season would be very, very different. I mean, they have, like, watching Jeff McNeil is one of my most favorite things to do right now.
I said this, you know, I said, Pete Rose, you know what? He's back to being Tony Gwynn now.
He's Tony Gwynn.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
And nobody's suggesting that when his career is over, he's Tony Gwynn, but he has begun his career.
Yes.
In a way that's rare. I mean, the guy's played 128 games, so he's almost a little bit short of a full season.
Almost a full season. What's his lifetime batting?
334.
Nobody in the history of the Mets has ever done that. I'm trying to think of anybody who started their career. Has anybody with the first 128 games as a Met batted 334?
Well, how many guys in baseball has done that?
I'm just saying. I mean, it's never happened with the Mets.
Tony Gwynn's career average is 338, and he didn't begin his career like this. Right. If you go back to his first 2 years in the majors with the Padres,
and they were ready to trade him in that dumb Seattle trade.
Yeah.
How about that?
But they didn't.
No, thank God they didn't.
And the truth is, I'm not going to rip them for almost doing something, because almost doesn't count.
No, of course.
No. Just like if they almost got something great, I wouldn't give them credit for it.
Well, of course.
You didn't do it. But again, this feels like 1996. We mentioned that a few weeks ago, where you're watching great individual performances, but you're clearly watching a season that's going absolutely nowhere.
Well,
that's what you're watching.
If it is 1996, the good news is then that the next 3 years, let's see, 97, 98, and 4 years, 97, 98,
they were competitive.
99 and 2000, they were they had winning seasons every time and had two playoff years and one World Series appearance.
There was a choke mixed in there in 1998, but still, you're right, two playoff seasons.
So, I mean, if it is, I guess that's the positive going forward.
The negative from last night's Yankee game is Giancarlo Stanton, and it was odd what the injury was, because he made that weird play on the Luke Voit ground out to third where he tried to go to third, and they threw him out, and at first they were speculating on the broadcast, Ryan Rucco, that maybe it was a hand issue. It's not a hand issue. He's going for an MRI today. And here's the truth. The Yankees are so deep. They're so deep right now with their lineup that every day they're giving somebody else off, right? We haven't seen their full lineup yet, and it's been almost a week where everyone's been healthy.
Right.
Where Giancarlo going back on the injured list or Giancarlo missing a few days stinks for him, but this lineup is not going to miss a beat.
Of course not.
It's just nothing. They are so deep, and you know, you've talked about DJ LeMahieu being the best free agent signing in baseball. It's certainly up there. Take a pick between him and Brantley, whatever. The guy's amazing.
He's unbelievable.
This is a guy who I thought it was legitimate to question, hey, what's he going to be away from Coors Field? His home road split certainly warned you about that. And look what this guy's done. He's hitting for power. He's so clutch. So clutch. I mean, he may be the best clutch hitter in baseball this season. It's tough to find
he
anybody.
Like almost 500 runners in scoring position?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's tough to find better than that. You've got Aaron Judge going now. You added Edwin Encarnacion, who's such a professional, to the middle of this lineup. I mean, you've got Gleyber Torres batting eighth. Joe, Gleyber Torres may have 40 home runs this season.
No, I understand. Bro, I get it.
He's batting eighth.
That's why I see there's no way the Yankees are not winning this division. What they do once they get into the playoffs, you know, who knows? But they will like they are right now, will cruise to winning the American League East. And they will run away with it.
And, look, you're right. You don't know what's going to happen in the postseason. But for the Yankees, this is something they haven't done in seven years. I mean, winning a division in this day and age with the new rules that were implemented 5-6 years ago now, that's big. You know, you don't have to deal with that wild card game, which we've seen the Yankees deal with three times now in the last 4 years. And it's worked out twice. But you still have to play a game to get there.
Yep.
And you're right. When you look at Boston, who's playing a lot better, and you look at Tampa Bay, I don't know what's going on with Blake Snell. My God.
Who beat him up last night? The Twins last
night? Yeah, they crushed him. And the Twins have some offense. I mean, they score more runs than anybody
Yankees
right now.
Yankees will sweep them.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I don't think they'll have to deal with them in the first round the way things are going. They may have to deal with the wild card team, potentially, if they finish with the best record in the American League.
You know, so they'll sweep it. So it'll be a four-game sweep instead of three.
If the Twins even get there.
Right.
We'll see.
If.
We got a long way to go, but right now, if you're a Yankee fan, you got to love this. The home run streak is whatever. Yeah, they hit a lot of home runs, big deal. Yeah. Everybody's hitting home runs. Yep. We know the Yankees have a lot of power. The fact that they've hit a home run in 29 consecutive games, I think any streak right now, Joe, with home runs.
I think it's 28.
Oh, it's up to only 28?
Yeah, 28.
Oh, I guess I was counting today.
See, 28. Maybe the ones are going to hit today?
Yeah, maybe
it'll
counting
be 29
ahead.
Today. Right.
These home run records, though, they just don't mean anything. Not this year.
Not really, no.
But they're scoring runs. Their bullpen continues to be
outstanding. I think the Mets are probably going to hit more home runs than they ever hit in the history too this year. Well, I think they will.
I think everybody is.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, the home runs are just up all over
the place. It's unbelievable.
And what makes it difficult, I was having this discussion with a buddy of mine. We were talking about Ahmed Rosario, right, who hit a home run yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about his evolving as a player. And I mentioned, you know, his pop is way up. I mean, look, guy made 20 home runs.
No, he's got 40 RBIs, right, though.
And the guy responds, and it's a fair point. He says, yeah, but how the hell do we even judge that anymore? Yeah. Everybody's hitting home runs.
They really are.
So while it's
and
great.
And what he hit last night was a typical Citizens Bank pop fly to right field.
Right. That got out.
Let's be honest.
That's right. So it is a fair point that with guys like Rosario, not guys like Judge and Stanton, they're sluggers.
No.
Even a guy like Alonso, he's hitting so many bombs, he's a slugger. But it is tough to judge what is a 20 home run season anymore. Because Ahmed Rosario right now has
nine
home runs. So he's right on that pace to 20. What does that mean? I don't know. And that's what's making the stats almost tough to judge with some players. How do you judge? Mm-hmm. And that's part of why I love Jeff McNeil, because the guy's not hitting that many home runs.
He's only got five, I think.
He's hitting 340, 335.
Yeah. More than that. I think he's up to 348. Bro.
348 now?
Yeah, he got four hits last
night. That's right. He came in at 339 last night. Yeah. So you tack on four hits.
Guy is unbelievable. He's a machine, this guy, as a hitter.
It's making me feel 2% better getting to watch that guy every day.
Well, that's the one thing if you're a Met fan. I mean, you got to look at this lineup and say, man, we got some young players here. And I include Dom Smith in that, too, because Dom's had a good year. I mean, he really hasn't. He's got to play left field against all, at least, right-hand pitching.
No doubt. You know, it's like anything in life. You play more and more at the same position, you'll naturally get better.
You get better.
Just with experience.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.